In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, and within this octave of Holy Feast of Christmas, we today in the Gospel ponder that Blessed Virgin Mary, and when our Lord was born, she put all these things of wonder into her heart and examined them. Somebody in the catechism class once asked me that, did Blessed Virgin Mary, did she knew that one day Jesus would be put cruelly to death and how much he would need to suffer? We don't know in the exact manner how well she knew and how intensively her dear son would be put to death, but most certainly she knew that something would need to take place, something very deep and sorrowful, so that all the horrible sins of the world could be taken away. And in the, at least in the dim manner, our Blessed Virgin, she knew that her son would need to suffer in his life. There's one beautiful Christmas song which tells about how glorious and joyful was our Lord's birth, but that even in the shadow of this joyful stable, people were already preparing a cross for him. Christmas is the season of joy, but it's in a kind of a way also the feast of expectation of the coming suffering of our Lord, because our Lord was born into this world for the exact reason that one day it was meant for him to suffer very greatly and then die a very painful death. And even though it was a horrible thing for mankind to fall into such and such a deep state of sin, all kinds of bloodshedding, impurities and blasphemies which were rampant then in the world as are now. In the kind of a sense, the fall of mankind brought blessing to itself, because it was because of man's fall that we were given such a sweet and beautiful Redeemer, namely the sweet Savior Jesus Christ. So a joyful season of Christmas time should in a kind of a way prepare us for the upcoming Lent, when we know that Jesus was born for suffer, we know how to put our joy in the correct perspective. We should be joyful of his birth, but also see in far in distance, like Blessed Virgin did, the coming suffering and passion of this sweet child. In this way, our whole life will be kind of a preparation for our own death, when we truly see how well we have served our dear redeemed Christ. Blessed Virgin, in all the years when she spent in joyfulness watching our Lord to grow up to become a good man and redeemed and a good God, who would to be Redeemer. In the same way, we our own lives should be joyful and in spend in the serving under the sweet yoke of Christ, but always in the pondering and expecting our own death, so that the time of judgment should never come as a surprise for us, but we always bearing and carrying our own cross would be one day, whether it's sooner or later, prepared to meet our dear Lord and Redeemer. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.